USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In conjunction with the America First Policy Institute, I'm filing as the lead class representative a major class action lawsuit against the big tech giants, including Facebook, Google, and Twitter.
Former President Donald Trump delivering remarks on Wednesday. The former president also saying he's demanding the end of shadow banning, a practice where an online community blocks a user's comments or restricts their visibility. Tropical Storm Elsa making landfall in Florida. Experts saying the center of the storm came ashore along the North Florida Gulf Coast, just southeast of Tallahassee. Forecasters saying the Georgia coast could be dealing with tropical storm conditions later today and into tonight before it moves on to the South Carolina coast. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva held a press conference on Wednesday to provide details on the largest drug bust in the L.A. Sheriff Department's history. The operation, taking place on June 8th this year, and seized over 30,000 pounds of marijuana and had over 100 arrests. Sheriff Villanueva discussing the monetary value of everything seized during their operation.
Estimated street value of this entire operation was $1.19 billion. We also rescued 180 animals, and water theft enforcement teams made arrests as well. They made 19 arrests. So estimated street value of this entire operation was $1.19 billion.
President Biden changing the definition of infrastructure, saying now is the time to invest in critical human infrastructure. Even though a bipartisan group in Congress has worked out an agreement, Biden is working on a separate measure that only Democrats support in tandem. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
House Republicans continue to call for the United States to be a leader in the international community when it comes to holding China accountable for its handling of the coronavirus outbreak. Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup of Ohio believes it's key to find out the origins of COVID-19.
I think it's hugely important. You know, I served on our Board of Health in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we had nothing the size of COVID, but you've got to have the correct data, you've got to have honesty, and you've got to have transparency. Unfortunately, this gain-of-function research is accepted by many in the scientific community to be okay. Dr. Fauci in 2012 said that, well, doing this gain-of-function research, which makes the virus more infectious to humans, he said the benefits are worth the risk. I think a lot of people would disagree with that today, as we've seen what's happened, and the whole world has been affected by this. We're going to continue to investigate. I serve on the Intelligence Committee. We did an interim report about the origins of COVID, and all things are pointing to the lab, not necessarily intentional, but to be in denial afterwards has been a real problem and allowed this to spread. Then we also have our task force, which has engaged with many of the scientists, and this is Republican only. And we had one of the scientists come from Berkeley, and he said he was given a hard time because he was going to talk to Republicans, and he said, I'll talk to Democrats as well.
The congressman also introducing legislation that would bar the federal government from funding gain-of-function research. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.